the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. So good to have you around. Thank you so much for joining me. I miss you. I always love to spend my Saturday mornings with you because you and I get to have a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And today will be another. There's been a lot of stories since the Trayvon Martin incident, since the George Zimmerman verdict, but seems to be a lot of focus on race, and a lot of stories have surfaced or resurfaced involving either what's perceived to be as a racial hate crime or just where people's real feelings about race are coming up. We are going to be talking about some of the stories that are in the news right now. And my question to you, because this is about you as much as it is about the stories that we talk about on this show, my question to you is, do you feel we are starting down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence? We've talked about this already this year, but it seems like every 5 seconds there's more stories. Do you think we're heading down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence, or are things actually just kind of as they've always been, no more, no less? What do you think? So give us a call at 215-263-1039. As usual, we're going to get you back into some more inspirational music.
Come on, put your hands together. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, come on, come on. Make some noise if you know that trouble don't last always. Come on, boy, I have a message.
love it. Trouble don't last always, and that's something we always got to think about, keeping the back and the forefront of our minds. Trouble don't last always. Good morning to you. This is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I am Tiffany Bacon, thanking you again for joining us this morning. Now, I am talking about race relations again because it seems like we just cannot escape news stories about someone either making a racial slur or there is some violence which seems to be race motivated, or at least a perception of someone's behavior because of their race motivates a violent act or some sort of a stand your ground type behavior. Or in the incident where we discussed the Cheerios commercial that had the very sweet mixed race family with the very adorable girl, and how some people were up in arms about that. It seems like there are more and more and more stories flooding our airwaves about these things. And it feels like it's more than it has been in a while. But my question to you, it's pretty much twofold. I want to know, do you think that we are heading down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence in light of the Trayvon Martin incident and the George Zimmerman verdict, in light of all these other things? The man who, and I will get you his exact name, but it, you know, it's early in the morning and sometimes my memory does not serve me well. But the 76-year-old man in the Midwest who just, I believe, got a life sentence for shooting a 13-year-old boy point blank in the chest in front of his mother because he was playing loud music. He confronted him and shot the boy. And so he actually, believe, he got a life sentence for that crime. So we're getting all of this information about things going on. And of course, most recently, the Eagles' Riley Cooper uses a racial slur when he was drunk and he was out and used the N-word in the presence of an African-American bouncer. And so now he is taking some heat from that. So my question to you is, do you believe that we are heading down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence? The second part of the question is, what is your perception of race relations in light of all of these incidents? Do you feel that it's as bad as it has been, it's just more undercover? Or do you feel that people really are changing, that there's a lot more understanding and there's a lot more fighting for justice and saying, across the board, all races, across the board, saying, man, we don't have time for this stuff. We have other things to consider. What are your thoughts on this? You can also call in and express your thoughts on the Eagles Riley Cooper incident, which is the most recent one in the news. So give us a call at 215-263-1039. I'm so sorry, I gave you the wrong number. 215-263-1039. See, first thing in the morning, have mercy, Lord. 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Janice calling in on line one from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you, Tiffany?
I am breathing on schedule. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yes, I have a comment on what your comments, your question on, do you think we're headed down a dangerous path? Yes, I do, because I think we tend to stay somewhere too long. It's all right to visit it and try to get some insight on it, but once you've seen that, you know, the things have been done, we need to move on to other issues that need taken care of, and I think we stay in one place too long as opposed to that. Yes, I do.
Okay, so with that said, with all the stories that are coming out, what do you think can happen? What do you think needs to be done?
I think we just need to do a self-check of ourselves. I mean, the way we carry ourselves. And the Riley Cooper incident, he was drinking. Okay, that might be what he felt, and he couldn't say it under, you know, if he wasn't intoxicated. But he's in the forefront. So naturally, you know, we've all said words out of our mouth and things that but we say that to each other now. We do that. We just not in the limelight. You know, we get away with a lot of stuff until it's brought to the light by the media, and the media blows it up. where it becomes that. Mm-hmm. So if it's done in-house, it's okay. That's like if you do something, if it's done in-house, nobody knows but you and that person. But once it comes out in the forefront, they make it, you know, such a big issue. But we need to get as a group, as a whole, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of black-on-black crime. That doesn't get noticed as much as black mm-hmm. and white, and I mm-hmm. see that, and that's what's prevalent. I live in a diversified neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I know people up here are prejudiced, but they don't. Long as they don't say it, I'm mm-hmm. sure they might look at me when I'm walking or think it, but nobody says that to me, so it's mm-hmm. okay.
Interesting you say that, and I am going to take a couple more callers because I see some other people who are coming on the line. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that you say that because I really want to know, is it that you feel, or anybody, for example, do you feel that you would rather people go ahead and be prejudiced and just not say anything to me, or would you rather them learn to not be prejudiced at all?
No, I would love for them not to be prejudiced at all because God made us all as one. Mm. It's just when you open your mouth, people don't know what you're thinking or what you feel until you open the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open your mouth, there it is. I'm sure they are prejudiced. I would rather them not be prejudiced, but I can't control that. I can only control my actions.
All right, good stuff. Janice,
all right,
awake
girl,
and ready
up.
To talk. Yes, fired up. I love it.
Have
Thank
a blessed
you so
day,
much.
Tiffany.
You do the same.
Okay, dear.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9, taking calls about your thoughts on race relations in light of all the stories that are coming out. It just seems like it's a bevy of them. They're just one after the other. Riley Cooper making a racial slur now has to undergo some fines and some sensitivity training from the Eagles, and it's back in the news again, the issue of race. My twofold question to you is, what is your perception of race in light of all of these stories? Do you think it's getting better? Is it as it's always been, but people just aren't saying things like they used to say? Or do you think people have actually made a change, but there just hasn't been enough change? The other part of the question is, do you think we're heading down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go back to the phones. We have Bernard calling in from South Philly. Bernard, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiff. How you doing?
I'm breathing on schedule. Thank you.
Good, good, good. I just want to address that topic that you raised.
Yes.
And it's something that has weighed heavy on my mind for so very long
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that we black people mm-hmm. are children of former slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a blood a situation where you inherit a certain mindset. You mm-hmm. have two forms of black people. One is as a result of us being children of slaves. Some of us are against slavery. We wear it on our chests, and we don't even really realize it, but we'll fight against oppression and racism. But then you have that Uncle Tom mentality.
Mm.
There's some black folks that carry that in their blood because of the outcome of being children of former slaves, being whipped,
mm-hmm.
killed, hung, and hated just because they were black. But at this day and state, this time and date, I mean, racism shouldn't really exist, but it's coming out of former children of slave masters. You got mm-hmm. white folks that are so arrogant. I mean, I'm watching my neighborhood change right before my very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in the minority in my own neighborhood. I've been here for 60 years now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we have to face. But the outcome can only be through Jesus Christ, because mm-hmm. we got to learn to forgive. First of all, you got to recognize what you carry. You
mm-hmm.
got black folks that fear white folks subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they'll kill you about you saying something about some white folks.
Okay.
Then you have black folks that are consciously aware of racism and can't stand the arrogance of some white people. You know what I mean? But only God can fix this, because it's so deeply in buried within our person that it's going to come to surface one way or the other.
All right, Bernard, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and I definitely appreciate you listening to the program this morning.
Okay, Tiff, you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye. Before I take the next call, we are talking about race relations, and the latest blip on the radar is the Riley Cooper incident, where he used the racial slur, the N-word, in a drunken state when he was out socializing not that long ago. I was watching a video on YouTube, and it was circulating on Facebook, and it was kids, I think between the ages of I want to say 10 and 15, just random children, various races, both genders were represented. And they were responding to the negative feedback about the Cheerios commercial that had the mixed race family. Now, the way that they presented this was very interesting, and you gotta love children because they're so 100% honest, and I think that's the time in your life when you're the most honest and have no filter whatsoever. But they played the commercial for all of the children, and they all thought, oh, that's so cute, the little girl's so cute, okay, no response. And then the adult in the room said, well, you know, do you see anything different about the commercial? And all of the kids took a few seconds, and they couldn't figure out that there was something, quote unquote, different about the commercial. So they didn't understand what was going on. And then the adults said, some people are upset because there's something about the commercial that doesn't match. And so all of the kids were scratching their heads like, what do you mean, doesn't match? So the point of all this, they went on for a few minutes, and basically all of the kids said, why would anybody be upset that the parents don't match? That's stupid. And the whole point of this was, you know, racism and bias has to be taught, because here were children who all just thought, all of them thought, that the idea that people were upset that the father was black and the mother was white was just ridiculous. And I sat there and I watched this approximately 5-minute video, and I thought, wow, out of the mouths of babes. But is there any way that we can ever get back to that? Like, just in our adult state, in our adult minds, can we ever erase any of those things, those that may have those biases about other races? Can we erase that and just really think like, hey, none of this stuff really matters, and I just want to deal with you as a person first and foremost? Feel free to give a call, and you can respond to that as well. We are talking about race relations this morning. My questions to you: do you feel that we are going down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence? Second, what is your perception of race in light of the recent stories? You can also comment on the Equals Riley Cooper incident, where he used the N-word in a drunken state at a social outing. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Joe, calling in from North Philly. Joe, good morning. You're live on the air.
Tiffany, thank you so much for taking on such a bold, bold topic. Yes. You are really on the dangerous but cutting edge of all this social change.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real contrarian minority report on the whole thing.
Okay.
I think the situation is getting better.
Okay.
I think the situation is getting better because, just as you mentioned with that Cheerios commercial, mm-hmm. You have to teach racism. Mm-hmm. And it's still being taught, but not being taught as strongly and stringently as maybe 50 years ago, mm-hmm. or 100 years ago.
Or 20 years ago.
As evidence, yeah, as evidenced by things like the pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna and all these other African-American artists are quickly accepted and put on the pop culture list, mm-hmm. where everyone knows those songs. And you have crossover artists, you know, who are white, who are really part of the, I guess, the African-American music mm-hmm. system now. And the thing that really can't be stopped, that's really different than 50 and 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
there are a whole lot more interracial couples,
mm-hmm.
A whole lot more interracial marriages,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then when you add the third element, which is the biggest element, which is that every day, as they found out in the last election, 50,000 Mexican Americans turn 18, you know, the whole context of America, mm-hmm. and the black and white conversation is greatly being changed, because it's not black and white anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question that will eventually come up is that the African American history and family as we used to know it won't be what we talk about now, 100 years from now.
Mm.
Because as we have a lot of strong African American women who are going to get real mad when they realize, hey, there are a lot of black guys dating, you know, outside of the race. There will soon, as it's growing too, have more African-American women dating outside of the race.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be, unfortunately, the race as we know it. So as the brother mm-hmm. preceding me said, yeah, there is a blood thing going on,
mm-hmm.
but now it's going to be so mixed that mm-hmm. it won't mm-hmm. be the exact same history. So mm-hmm. a friend of mine said, I don't like white people. And I'm like, you know what, I'm with you on that, but the hard part is which ones? The ones that know about the African-American history, the ones that know about the group of slaves that weren't in the Caribbean, that weren't going to Canada, that were in America. You know, which ones? There are a whole lot of different ones now, and a lot of them are mixed. So I
and
think
you know what? I appreciate your comment, and it's so funny because I've really grown, and even though I always kind of felt like this, I've really grown into disliking with a passion the I hate whatever, and lumping a whole group of people. I hate women, I hate men, I hate black people, I hate white people. I hate lumping a whole group of people into one, as if that speaks for everybody. Like, come on, you're going to hate a whole group of people? If you're going to hate all white folks, then you need to hate all of this and all of that, and you need to hate yourself. And that just doesn't make sense. Like, you spend so much time with that negative energy. How can you ever do anything positive? I just can't.
Please, there are 20 different kinds of black folk that I've met. They're not the same. Some black folk really have different sensibilities, so not was there ever a time that we were all one people. You know, we came from different tribes in West Africa, even when the slave trade was happening.
Everybody
so
did.
It was never that. So there are a lot of different people mixed with a lot
Everybody
of different stuff
did.
Who eat different foods. We try to share this thing called our African-American past or whatever, but everyone doesn't share it because they've always been mixing. I think these little cases that are coming up are more poignant and more conversational because of the backdrop of things that are changing. 20, 30 years ago, we had a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some stuff now, but the reason we're able to talk about it as so weird and strange is because I think things are changing.
All right. You are awesome, Sauce. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening to the program. All right, bye-bye. That's what we're getting into. Be a part of this very alive and very fiery conversation. We are talking about race relations in light of the various incidents and news stories that we have heard in the last few months and year. Also, I want to know from you, do you think we're heading down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence, or are things actually getting better? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We're going to take your calls and continue the conversation right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So we are having a discussion, very lively, very spirited discussion about race relations in light of even more stories that seem to be fluttered in the news, or rather packing the news right now, about either people using racial slurs, high profile people using racial slurs, or that there's violence exacted from one race to the next. And is all of this on the rise? My question to you is, do you feel that we are going down a dangerous path when it comes to race and violence? Second part of the question is, what is your perception of race relations in light of these recent stories? Do you feel like things really are the same? It's just people aren't saying as much, or that they are actually getting better and people aren't saying as much? So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Byron. He's calling in from Mount Airy. Byron, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Byron. Oh, Byron's not listening. Okay, let's go to Vince, calling in on line one from Philadelphia. Vince, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Tiffany. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. A great topic that you have.
Thank you.
Well, to answer it in the manner in which you gave, are we going down a dangerous path? We could. But I think that you are not. I think that it's good that we're actually getting some dialogue out, because one of the things I find with race is that it's a great deal of ignorance involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
We are, as you said earlier, we're not born with prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
We're not born with discrimination. We are not born knowing black and white and or giving it a negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
That mindset is learned.
Mm-hmm.
And as people progress and grow, well, I mean, I've watched children, and you know, children from any race, any background, whether they can speak the same language or not, they always seem to find a way to play together.
Mm-hmm.
Adults who look different and may have the same languages find a way to keep themselves separate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So So at some point between a child and adulthood, it's learned.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing about that learned experience is that you may not be the person issuing out the negative conversation, talk, or stereotype about race to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you receive it, it still taints your love for your fellow man.
Right.
How could somebody think so badly about me who does not know me?
Right.
How could someone be so negative about me when he hasn't walked a mile in my shoes?
Right.
So it does. But to answer the other question, are we getting better? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother's relation and ability to relate to other races is far better than her father's.
Mm-hmm.
My ability to relate to other races is far better than my mother's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is so far better than me.
Mm-hmm.
We are progressively getting better. Because we find that more and more and more, the old stereotypes are being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are finding out that it's not the color
mm-hmm.
of a person. It's the content of his character.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way he stands behind his word. It's how true he is to his conviction and
mm-hmm.
how good he is to his fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
I have found, traveling around the world, that there are people of other races who are just as big as a jerk as an African-American.
Wow.
So it's not the color that produces that negativity. It's the person themselves. And more, my children are starting to judge people by their actions and
mm-hmm.
their character rather than by their color.
Mm.
What I find with that is this. One reason that it's so hard for African-American or, I'm going to go old school, mm-hmm. black people
mm-hmm.
is the simple fact that, you know, the color itself, the blessing that God has given us, is also one of the things that people use as a curse
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we are so visible.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this, and I'm sorry for cutting you off,
no,
but
go
I was
ahead.
Wondering, and I'm going to take some of the other calls in just a second. Do you think that the getting better is also fueled through social networking and all the other new forms of media that just popped up in the last 10 to 15 years? A new forms meaning that the masses can use them because the technology has been there for a while, but the masses now using all of this, do you think that that's helping to break down barriers to find out, no, not all one group of people act the same?
Well, yes, it does. Social media does play, but also that pendulum swings both ways with social media.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us the ability to get information faster
mm-hmm.
than the standard means. So we can get better using social media because we can have dialogues that are positive, that are stimulating, that causes mm-hmm. us to think and understand that people tend to hate what they fear and fear what they can't conquer
mm-hmm.
rather than using love. But also with social media, it also brings out a lot of that ignorance of other races, those things that they have not experienced, but yet they have heard,
mm-hmm.
and that negative feeling that comes with it. So that pendulum swings both ways. But I'm going to take it on a positive note and say that, yes, social media can bring us to a great deal of realization that
mm-hmm.
black people have resentments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, black people have anger. White people have resentment.
Mm-hmm.
That Asian people have frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
That Hispanics have, you know, attitudes too. That we all have attitudes. We all have things that bring us together. And those things that bring us together are love, peace, joy, and pain.
Mm-hmm.
But we also all have those things that separate us. And the difference between
yeah.
that is how we choose to let it.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your comment. I really appreciate you listening and for being on fire like everybody else who's called in this morning.
Thank you, Tiffany. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Let's go to line two and speak with Minister Michelle Bennett out of Mount Airy. Minister Bennett, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for joining us this morning.
This is a wonderful topic. It is time. It is past time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue talking about this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not just a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we really get down to the bottom line of this battle that's going on, it's been going on since time began.
Yeah.
And it will continue to be so.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that we will come together is as we submit ourselves to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth, that truth is that, as Scripture says in St. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13,
mm-hmm.
but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, mm-hmm. which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unifying thing. Once we receive Christ, that unifies us all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're belonging to the same family. Color mm-hmm. disappears, race disappears,
mm-hmm.
ethnicity disappears,
mm-hmm.
hang-ups disappear. Everything disappears because we are now in the same family.
Mm. All right.
And that's the important thing. There is no Amen. Color anymore. It's
Amen.
Just, I belong now.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much, Minister Bennett. I appreciate your words this morning, and I appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You also. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Sebron calling in from New Jersey. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. What's your comment?
My comment is on the first, do you think that do we think that as a black race that things are getting better, or are they the same? And I personally think, as I'm a barber from South Jersey,
mm-hmm.
And I think that we're actually have taken several steps backwards.
Mm.
I think that because we're not educating our children on race, everything that's going on with Riley Cooper, Paula Deen, the Cheerios commercial,
mm-hmm.
Trayvon Martin, and all those things. Those are just things of racial tension that is at an all-time high since the 70s, I'm going to say.
Mm.
And, you know, Black History Month is like, we don't even educate our kids anymore. The school doesn't educate our kids anymore. So at this point, I'm saying, as a black race, we don't know where we come from anymore. So
well,
we definitely.
I'm sorry, Sebron, let me just ask. I appreciate you inserting that, but let me ask, in terms of race relations overall, how various races and cultures view each other and respond. Do you think overall it is getting better, or is it about the same but just more covert?
I actually think it's worse, again, because, you know, when I talk to guys that come into a business, and we all, majority of us agree that other races are looking at us, and we're looking at other races. And, you know, the African-American race is one of the most peculiar races across America because, you know, we pretty much doesn't have our own identity,
mm-hmm.
per se. We use our identity through music and movies and, you know, how we express ourselves. But, you know, pretty much at the end of the day, we're a lost race, and we're trying to find our way. And every time we take a step forward, we get taken back by race such as Roddy Cooper. And it seems like through history,
mm-hmm.
every time the African-American race is on our way to get over a hurdle, that's when racism comes. Early when it was Martin Luther King, when we was about to, you know, get our civil rights lever, you know, they killed Martin Luther King. After that, we wanted to vote. You know, racism came at all-time high. You know, now we have an African-American president, and racism is at an all-time high now because even though we're not where we want to be,
mm-hmm.
we're taking a shape as a race, as in what we're going to be. And I think that the other races in society is looking at African-Americans is actually saying, hold on, these guys can take over. These guys can actually rule the world. So let's deal with them mentally. The oldest trick that they always done to us, it destroys mentally, pin one against the other, pin this one against that one. But saying all that is to say, we're not educating our children anymore about race. We're actually running from it. When someone says something about it, we throw it off, we brush it off the shelf, or we don't really hold other races accountable. And it's not only the Caucasian race that does African Americans a certain type of way. It's almost like every race.
Mm.
So So until I think that we start to educate our children on race again, mm-hmm. because we've gotten away from that. I mm-hmm. heard you say earlier about the mm-hmm. Cheerios commercial and how you had the kids and they wanted to see different things. They didn't know the difference of what was going on. Mm-hmm. Well, as African American, we need to teach our kids at that age so they can know.
I'm sorry. I hate to cut you off, but I got my 1 minute wrap it up signal from my producer, so I got to wrap it up. But thank you so much. I appreciate your comment this morning.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. Right. And with that, I want to wrap it up. Hopefully I can squeeze these two things in. The 50th anniversary of the March on Washington is coming up on Saturday, August 24th. There's going to be a rally at the Lincoln Memorial, which begins at 8 a.m. That's followed by a March to the King Memorial. And what people are really encouraging folks to do is to really go down there, be a part of it. If you were there the first time, what an amazing thing it would be if you were able to go with your children and grandchildren this time. If, of course, you were not born or old enough to go, this would be a great time to commemorate such a historical event. It is the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington happening this month, Saturday, August 24th. You can go to, I'll do my best to see if Larry can post some of this information on our website, PraiseFilly.com, so that you can get it together, get on the bus like the movie Spike Lee, get on the bus and go on down there and support the 50th anniversary of this amazing event. Also, there's some information, and unfortunately I'm running out of time, so I can't read it all and give it to you now, but we're going to be celebrating very, very soon young people who are doing amazing things. There is an American teenager who gets a UK law degree, and she's only about 18 years old. Oh, my goodness. She's a genius. That's what they're calling her. And we celebrate her and say thank you for being so focused. In the UK, the earliest, the youngest person who's ever passed the bar there was 27. So she's done it many, many years before. So God bless her. Listen, thank you so much for participating in our conversation. We will continue to have conversations about race and hopefully be able to learn a little bit more about our own culture and other cultures around us. Hopefully that information will help knock down some of the mental barriers we have that keep us from being open, honest, and friendly towards our neighbors. With that said, much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stay there. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.